Yo, we're living in a post world. Do you know what that means?
Post Malone?
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Post Chance the Rapper's The Big Day album. And post, most importantly, post us meeting YouTuber Gus Johnson.
We met Gus Johnson.
We met Gus Johnson, and we're going to be on his podcast. It hasn't been scheduled yet.
Here's the thing, Michael.
But we will be on his podcast.
Law of large numbers. When do you plan on not filming this podcast ever? When do you see this podcast ending? Is the
like,
answer never?
Like full on, like just straight up pod fading?
Yeah.
Now that's what I call pod fading. the answer is 2045.
2045. What year is this one?
2019.
So how many years is that? I'm going to let you do the math, the life math.
26 years.
So it's 26 years.
Because that's the heat death of the universe.
Law of large numbers, I think, dictates. That's how many podcast episodes. Probably, I'll do the math real quick for you. A butt ton. And the law of large numbers is, eventually, Gus Johnson will see one of our podcasts, and there's no world where he doesn't see that and go, those boys are funny. I want them on my show.
Those boys need to be on the Gus and Eddie show.
He'll go, those boys are some boys that I need to support with my boys.
So we saw Gus Johnson in Omaha, and there's couple takeaways. One, we did preempt one of his jokes by laughing because we knew the punchline before he said and he called us out.
I experienced the punchline before, boy.
He called us out where he tells a story. I don't want to ruin his joke.
Yeah, no, we're not.
He started telling a story, and Mark and I immediately knew where he was going, and we both busted a gut laughing.
It was a good 2 seconds before the rest of the crowd figured out where he was going. He's like, these boys know what I'm talking about.
It was a great show, and it was amazing, and I only have one critique, which is my boy Gus, when we shook hands at the end, what was that limp noodle of a handshake, my dude? Did he do it to you?
Yeah, dude. Here's my thing. Isn't there a... I could have sworn there's a Gus thing I was watching where he talked about how he was like a half germaphobe. I think he was just like, maybe if they'll shake hands less long if I do a bad handshake.
He correctly knew that we were nasty boys.
Well, he was like, these idiots knew where my joke was going. Those gross, dirty boys.
So yeah, his handshake was a little weak. We saw him and we saw Sabrina, and we're going to be on the Gus and Eddie podcast pending.
I'm not even gonna say pending. I'm gonna say, what does pending mean? Does that just mean eventually?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I was just gonna say eventually. I thought you meant pending.
No, like, pending just means like we don't have the date nailed down.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah.
Like,
it'll happen.
Gonna happen. We have to kind of like, you know, hook up, and like it's a long way to LA.
The weirdest part of the Gus show was just how spooky it would get when we were laughing at the jokes and Eddie was in the rafters jumping around and whatnot. I was like, whoa, chill, Eddie.
That was a joke that's like two levels too deep for the people that listen to our show. Welcome to Life's What You
However, Rated. This is going to be the episode that Gus sees. We're going to tag the crap out of Gus in the stuff.
But we need to tell him because we do need to teach him how to shake hands.
Yeah, dude, we do. Like, this is like not like it's a little bit for us because we do want to collaborate with Gus at some point, but it's also mostly for Gus because if you're trying to like progress into like more of the mainstream stuff with this Comedy Central, you did that video where you talk about SNL and stuff, and you want to be like, yeah, dude, I'd love to be on SNL. I just get comedy for a living and whatnot. You gotta get this handshake game figured out, my boy.
Here's the problem though, right? I straight up baby cowarded when like I couldn't tell him anything.
Yeah,
like we weren't gonna get to talk to him for a long time, but I straight up didn't tell him anything.
We were actually like almost the last people. We should have just moved back in line and been like, hey Gus, can I get your ear for 1 second?
We could have said, I just straight up cowarded, and guess what? My hand's in my pocket in the picture. Not the hand on the other side, the hand on the Gus side.
Well, I think it's weird that I stood awkwardly far away from him, and Danny's so short, because Danny was on the other side of him, that he's like, I'm standing straight, but like too far away from him, and it's awkward, and he's leaned over because Danny's so short. It looks...
like he's just taking your girl?
It looks like he's Mr. Studio Girl.
Yeah, that's jacked up.
And then
dude,
the weird part was when Sabrina just slapped the mess out of Danny after the picture.
For those of you that don't know, Gus Johnson has a way bigger channel than us on YouTube.
I wouldn't say way bigger. How many subscribers are we at?
We're at 82 subscribers, and
he's
is
at 1.3 million. So if
it's not too much more,
if you
I guess.
Do the math.
But yeah, he's what I call like maybe a little bit of like a glimmer of hope in the like dark age of comedy that we live in right now. And I mean that seriously. I'm sorry I got serious for half a second on the show, but I would rate Gus Johnson's comedy and channel and podcast 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
They make me laugh more than anything else recently.
That is true. Like, especially consistently. Like, every now and then I'll see something and I'll bust a gut. But, like, Gus's ability to just, oh, this is a new Gus video. I'll probably bust a gut. I love
shouting out a channel that's just infinitely bigger than we are.
Well, here's the thing. We'll shout out Gus and then tag him in hopes that he goes like, hey, these people praise me enough. I'll shout him out.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it. But, yeah, welcome to Life's What You Rate, the podcast where we rate everything in the world, scale from 1 to 10. We rated Gus Johnson's shtick as a 10.
And Michael's already done with his contribution to this episode.
Real quick, though, Eddie Burback, that does a lot of stuff with Gus, they're roommates and such.
You know how, like, me and Michael live together and stuff, and we do this full-time professionally?
He's a 6. Eddie Burback's a 6 out of 10. Stole my look, dude.
He jacked
Look at him. Look at my face. Somebody look up Eddie Burback's face. He stole my
He's
look.
He's got more stash than you do.
He didn't. For a long time, he didn't.
He did not. So here's what happened is... Michael, how old are you?
28.
How old is our boy Eddie?
23, probably.
23. So you got 4 years. So what happened was, is we started the YouTube game, and we were arguably a little late to it, and arguably, you could say less good than, like, Gus or Eddie. But, like... I wouldn't say that because it would make me too sad, but since we were like earth shattering in the very, very, very deep, deep underground, and Eddie saw it because Eddie's all over that dark web. We both know that. And Eddie just goes, that freaking look.
He's like, these guys aren't as funny as me, but he does look
good.
But
that look, though.
The fat one, though. He looks good.
Well, there's the one who's trying really hard, especially at the start of that, when the show started, when he first started watching, he's like, that one's really hard trying to, like, look good and attract a member of the opposite sex, and he's working out consistently. But the overweight married one.
The fat one, though. He's got the face I need.
Look. Ah, dude, that look.
Thanks, Eddie.
And then he took it, and then that's why Eddie had that small bump. And it's right around the time we started, and it was because of the look he adopted from my brother Michael.
Now that we're talking about things that are... now that we're done talking about things that most of our audience won't understand, let's talk about something that our audience does understand.
For sure what I'm rating is what they're going to get.
Uh-oh. You know something nasty? I have a couple things I want to talk about this week. One of them...
dude, I know some nasty stuff.
One of them is...
belly button lint? Gross.
That's a real thing. I don't know if people know that. The belly button lint is real. Does people know that? My wife didn't know that. It's not a thing she experienced. She did not know what belly button lint was until we were married. And at one point, it just became a thing that she noticed. And then I was like, oh yeah, it's just a thing. And I would pull a good old scoop.
I like how you said scoop like Michael. I got some reserves up in there.
Yeah, belly button lint is real. Also, 4? 4 out of 10? It stinks.
It does stink.
It stinks real weird. So it's a weird stink. Yeah,
it is, again, I like it. I noticed he used very specific words there. He didn't say real bad. He said real weird. It is the most distinct smell, maybe. It's the most distinct stink.
It's not the worst stink I've ever smelled by far, but it's a weird one.
It is definitely, you go, yep, that's belly button stink, for sure. There ain't no stank like a belly button stink.
That's what they always say.
That's a t-shirt, dude.
But you know what else is like belly button lint, but worse? Bugs that sting people.
Well, they're just alike. Hear me out.
No, so what I was going to say is like...
Wasps?
No, wasps are nasty, dude. They're nasty, nasty little beasts.
I've never been stung by a wasp.
Let's just try to give the wasps real quick a 1 out of 10. Because I just don't know why they exist except to torment humanity.
Yeah, wasps are definitely post-fall thing.
Yeah, so wasps are 1 out of 10, but let me tell you about a product, and, like, so...
Is this a gross product?
No.
Are we still on gross or no? We've moved past from gross.
Well, I was just talking about kind of bad things, and somehow we just transitioned there, but what I want to talk about is that the best products on Earth are not necessarily, to me, the best products on Earth are not necessarily the ones that appeal to the most people. but the ones that do their job with 100% perfection and efficiency. So, like, if I was going to be serious, I would say, like, the Kindle is an amazing device for reading. And it doesn't do very much, but it's the best thing for reading. But if I'm going to talk about the topic at hand, have you ever used some high-quality wasp spray?
No.
Dude, the can that I have right now... So, like, sometimes you get bug spray and it has, like, some weak butt little, like, straw that you're supposed to connect, kind of like WD-40.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, like, really targeted. Dude, this one has a splash guard on the nozzle. It straight up has a splash guard on the nozzle, and I'm not kidding, it jets the spray. Like, I'm talking, like...
You're doing 360 no-scopes?
I'm talking from here, I can hit the wall where I want to. Like, I could, like, paint an X on the wall from here, which is, I don't know... 7 feet, and just blast that baby, and it hits with enough force to knock the wasp out of the air, and I don't it basically
and kill them.
Well, basically, it like freaking locks their skin up so they paralyze and then they can't breathe and they die. They suffocate to death.
Yeah,
which is terrible, and you don't want to think about it, except that they're wasps. So then
you do want to think about it a little bit.
Like I do feel bad when I watch some things die, but not wasps.
When wasps die, I actually smile about it.
So, like, I straight up the other day, I had to take out a wasp nest, and there was two wasps standing on the nest.
Which is, when you think of a nest, you think of a whole two wasps that Michael had to face.
Well, the thing is, I waited until it was a bad time for them. I was waiting for an inconvenient time.
They just got their eviction notice.
There's only two wasps left, and they were trying to, like...
And their dad left for a pack of smokes and never came back, and the mom went to go look for him. Michael's like, God,
There's just these two babies now.
There's just two baby idiots.
And I literally blasted them so hard, they, like, flew off the wall. And by, like, flew off, I don't mean, like, with their wings. I mean, like, they bounced off the wood and flew off. Then I stepped on them. Then I knocked their nest down, stepped on it, and kicked it away.
And buried it.
And then I walked away. It was a 30-second process, and it was glorious.
And Michael buried the wasp nest and then salted the ground where he buried the wasp nest.
Needless to say, wasp prey 10 out of 10. That's all I have for now.
Check it out. Yeah, we gotta get in and
I just wanted to do a real quick review of wasp spray. If you want to, you can buy our affiliate link down in the
I thought we ruined our shot with affiliate links.
I got it back, and we're probably about to ruin it again.
Heck yeah, dude. Hey, you
jerks. There's no way I think enough to put that in the description.
Hey, you jerks. Do you remember when I told you about Spider-Man because it was such a good game and you ruined it for us?
Did we talk about Spider-Man on this show?
Well, we talked about... I got Spider-Man, and then I think we both had... For some reason, we forget the demographic of our show so often. Our tight, tight mom demographic. And we're like, oh, yeah, dude, we got affiliate links set up. And I was like, I've been playing Spider-Man. That game's hot and new. And you're like, yeah, dude, let's do it. So I talk about Spider-Man a little bit on the show. It wasn't like a goofy goof thing. And then, of course, because the moms in the age range of 20 to 32 who watch our show didn't want to buy Marvel Spider-Man for the PS4. Who freaking knew?
It was amazing. And your guys are bad.
Yeah, it is your fault. Like, for real though, I think mom would like... I mean, if mom could figure out how to control that game, she'd like it.
I was going to say something relevant to what you just said. I don't remember what it was.
I was talking so much, and I had so much saliva built up in my mouth, and I tried to drink that Coke, and when I swallowed, it was warm, because there was more saliva in my mouth than Coke, and it made me sad.
Why did you get so salivaed up? Were you that thirsty for Marvel's Spider-Man?
Yeah, dude, I freaking love Marvel's Spider-Man.
I found out that we did... So, like, we always talk about how this podcast does people good and we save lives and...
Oh, did somebody actually listen to our rating system?
I think at some point I went off on how experiencing Harry Potter via the movies the first time versus the books is a terrible thing.
Yeah.
I found out someone's taking my advice, and they were going to watch the movies, and they said, nah, screw it, and they decided to read the books first.
Who was it?
A Bethany.
Heck yeah, dude.
And it made me so happy. Not because...
Bethany listens.
Not because of... Well, she's a mom. Not because of our reach, like, meaning something, but because I saved the Harry Potter series for someone. Yeah. Now they can experience it the good way.
Yeah, it's less important that, like, I... See, for instance, I had the disadvantage of experiencing it the bad way.
Like... Yeah.
Which, like...
Have you seen the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, which, like, makes me sad for the sole purpose of... There's some plot twists, like, given Harry Potter, that if we're handled better, you'd be like, oh, that's really good, as opposed to... What?
Oh, my word. I don't want to rehash that. Did you want to go off on something?
Yeah, Michael. So, you know what podcast I've been listening to so much lately?
Other than the Gus Nettie podcast?
Yeah.
No.
Joseph Rogan.
Okay.
And you know what I want to talk about?
What about him?
The martial arts.
The martial arts?
The martial arts, dude. So do you remember? You probably don't remember because this is back when you hated me. There was a brief period of time when Michael hated me. And that's not true. But I'm trying to, like, I don't remember.
You don't have to explain jokes.
No, I don't remember in this period of, like, for instance, there's an age range where I just don't have memories of you, which is weird, is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's because I, well... I can't. I told you I'd have to kill you.
Michael left for a pack of smokes. And then, but during that time period, I remember doing a lot of stuff with, like, Mom and Maddie, like, homeschool stuff. Like, we'd go do all these things.
Did you do a martial art?
I took Taekwondo for, like, a quarter.
I forgot.
And, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't remember you being around here. But I remember I had, like, the whole gi. It's probably not called a gi.
I think it's when I first got a job.
Probably first started college. I bet what happened was we dropped you off at college and then we would go to the learning center where I took Taekwondo.
I'm pretty sure when I started college, I could not drive.
You could not. I remember that. Because I do remember a few days where mom would be like, we're doing school in the car all day. God dropped Michael off at Metro. This 14-year-old idiot.
I was 15.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Great. We're so proud of you.
Still idiot, though.
Yeah, Michael, mom's so freaking proud of Michael. So our college at 15.
I'm such a freaking boy genius that this is what I do for the living.
Hey, Marcus,
I do this podcast.
Marcus, how old were you when you started our college? I was 17, mom. Thanks a lot, dumb idiot kid. Why did I get one dyslexic one? I had two good kids who learned how to read and do everything so good, and one literal idiot, a clinical idiot.
Clinically diagnosed as a moron.
I just got the call. Literally just now, Marcus. You're freaking dumb.
You are literally certifiable.
I can't believe we wasted so much time at Dr. Patney's office just to find out that you're a real stupo. And I'm mad about it, and it's your fault. I took Taekwondo, my dude.
Do you remember any of it?
Yeah. One, I was dope at it. Two, we would do essentially musical, not musical chair. I remember one, there was a lot of like, hey, you could go to this like competition thing and like get this belt for doing this. And like, I was told, which I think is now not true, you didn't get different belts. You just got different tapes added onto your belt. And I know you do get tapes added onto your belt in Taekwondo, but I also think you do get different belts. I think somebody probably realized, like, you're never getting past white, my boy. You dumb idiot. This was still when my head was so big that, like, I couldn't run down a hallway without dropping it. Like, this is this age, dude. I was, like, right as I was growing out of it, but still awkward and bad at everything. So I remember, one, there was, like, a weird, essentially dance routine, but of punches and kicks that I had to remember and do, and I tried to do it and did a very bad job, and I think cried about it, and he gave me the tape anyway, which I think means he's a bad sensei, and two, I remember we would play this game where, he would play music, usually 80s, like, anthem rock.
Sure. And, of course.
And you would do punches and kicks to
some Bon Jovi?
Yeah, you'd do punches and kicks, and he'd be like, we're living on prayer, we're living on prayer. Whoa. And he'd turn the music off, and you had to freeze mid-punch or kick. And if you moved at all, you got taken out. I remember I won that game a lot.
Taken out, like they kicked you in the head?
He just did a wicked spin kick, and pop-pop.
He really just likes that game because he really likes
he hated all of us destroying
5-year-olds.
He hated kids. Oh, man, he hated us.
Dude, I barely remember. I remember going to your gym just like a couple times.
Do you also, sometimes I forget that I did gymnastics, and I was like kind of good at it. I remember every now and then, but the more important thing is I remember the fact that I was good at it, and mom goes, we already got soccer practice 2 nights a week, we gotta pull you out of gymnastics. Because you played soccer, so the one thing I was ever good at as a kid, you ruined for your yellow Bodine soccer career.
I buy that with my long running soccer career that ended before high school.
Which, how long did you actually play soccer?
Like 6 years.
That's so crazy to me.
Because I'm so fat?
No, because... Because you, like, when people talk about, like, their sports career, it's usually around the high school age. Well,
but I was a child, and I just played every year before.
And I remember you playing a lot of soccer. Like, as long as I was alive, you played soccer.
Yeah.
As long as I can remember. But the thing is like, I didn't realize how young you were when you played.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're like, oh, yeah.
I played all of the ages up to high school.
I played all the ages up to high school, and then I made a hard switch to basketball.
Well, there was no way for me to play soccer anymore without, like, I could have joined the select team.
Yeah, you would have had play select, which I think meant you played on Sundays or something.
It also meant travel.
Yeah.
I would have either had to travel or join a high school, neither of which I wanted to do. I'm the opposite of a travel boy. I like to sit in my basement. I can play indoor soccer. Which,
weirdly enough, Michael gained weight.
Yeah, I did gain weight somehow.
But dude, so here's the thing. First of all, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think because of my Taekwondo experience,
that if you both can beat of us, me up?
No. No, we both know that's not true. I guarantee you. Remember,
like most boys, we've had conversations about who could kick whose butt. And I think it just comes down to the size of the arena.
If
it's a small arena, I will win.
Michael will win.
I just have a straight weight advantage, period.
But like, if I can run around and do something, I'll just like kick at you till you get tired.
If it's very big, I'm screwed.
Yeah, like I just do a one kick and bolt. I technically won. I kicked him once. I'm out.
Yeah, you just did KO by timeout.
If there's one kick, the whole fight that lands.
It's like a Mortal Kombat match where it's 90 seconds and whoever's health is the lowest.
Yeah, like that. It's like, I got my one kick. Peace, dude. I'm gone. No, if both of us were to get into a fight with just some rando off the street, do you think... Because here's the thing, Michael, you are my older brother, so I essentially think of you as Superman, so I don't think it's possible for you to lose a fight.
Well...
But I'm saying, do you think because of my Taekwondo experience, I could kick their butt faster?
It just depends. You probably could, because you know all of the martial arts moves. I feel like once you know one martial art,
it's really
intuitive to know the other arts.
It's literally like playing music. Like...
Yeah, like if you know one instrument, you can immediately be virtuoso.
You're like, okay, I know all the musics now.
And so like now you know martial arts, like you could probably go into a karate class. You wouldn't be black belt, let's be realistic. You'd be like,
I for sure walk in there at red.
Yeah,
like, guaranteed.
Definitely something else. And like yeah, for sure. And also like you definitely all of those moves you learned as a 5-year-old definitely translate into combat.
Yeah, for instance, my I think, like, we could call it my finisher move of failing and crying until I got my way.
I mean, women do that.
Yeah.
Yas, queen.
So I had that strategy. And I also remember how much they stressed the fact that, and this is actually what made me want to quit. They stressed the fact that it was for self-defense. I wasn't supposed to go fight people.
Yeah, they did that with the Karate Kid, but those people just beat people up too.
Yeah, dude, which is... And, like, I remember two things. One, I remember being like, how much he freaking stressed. And it wasn't even that he was like, hey, don't go, like, assault your sister with the punches and kicks I teach you. It was more the fact that, like, we took so much time every week for him to be like, don't attack people. I was like, dude, we went over this every lesson, my boy. I get it. Don't attack people unless you're gonna win. But I remember that, and I remember being like, this is horse apples, we never spar. I don't even know how good I am at fighting. I wanted nothing more than to fight a kid in that class.
Just spar, let the 5-year-olds just beat the mess out of each other.
That's what I wanted so bad, and they never let us do it.
Have you thought about joining a martial art as an adult?
Well, yeah, here's the thing, and this is a thought that I had. One, I'm very busy, so I don't think I'd have time to do a martial art. But two, can you imagine walking into like a karate class at age 22 and being like, hey,
I know somebody that just did.
Hey, I don't know anything about punches or kicks, but can you please help me?
I straight up know somebody that just did. That Chris at church.
Oh, heck yeah.
He just started doing martial arts for the first time.
Is he wicked good at it?
I don't know. He seems like he's the right build.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, he seems like he's like just has long enough. I equate long arms to good at anything athletic.
Yeah.
Is that true? Name a single sport where long arms is bad.
Soccer.
Goalies, though.
Ooh.
I played tennis. A lot of pickup soccer.
Dang it!
I played a lot. Boxing? I think boxing would be bad. Long arms.
Yeah, dude, having that overreach over somebody just sucks.
You want to, because the trick is you want to be charging them all the time.
You want to draw them in for the headbutt.
Because of your. Can you imagine? Dude, that would be me in a boxing arena, because I would like, I firmly believe, because I'm a nip, if we Logan Paul fought somebody, if we get big enough and Logan Paul's like, alright, kick that 22-year-old butt when he's like 30 something, and me and Logan get to the ring together, he hit me in the head so many times I would get nip mad and just one time getting close,
dude.
And break his nose.
As much as I think that women that listen to this podcast, they may understand. I can see this going 50-50, right? Headbutts are savage, dude. You think about headbutts as hurting you, but if you do it right, it's not going to hurt you that much, and you are going to mess someone
up.
If you headbutt someone in the nose, they are not okay, dude.
Yeah, so here's my thing. Again, we talked about, I don't think we talked about this on the show, but we just referenced it a little bit. When I was a wee lad, my head was adult-sized Marcus's head now. It was this big as long as I can remember. But I had tiny little baby neck muscles because I was a baby. I have memories of this, of, like, running down hallways. And, like, we had a long hallway at our base housing house.
Yeah.
And people would leave doors open. and he'll spit. I'd run down this hallway, and my neck muscles would give out, and my head would drop to the side, and I'd catch a door frame right in the dome. However, I think this is all warm-up for my one headbutt on Logan Paul. Because, dude,
you wanted to race Logan Paul like 2 weeks ago. What's your obsession with the Maverick? Rest in peace. His bird, Maverick, died.
Oh. I thought you were going to do a bit about how Logan Paul died.
No, Logan Paul didn't die. His bird died.
I was going to say, yeah, good point. Which means when I headbutt him, it'll be so hard. It'll be like Superboy punching reality. I'll bring him back to life with my headbutt. I couldn't think of any. I blanked on KSI's name because I actually
wanted. Headbutting a dead person seems like a real jerk move to me. I would rate that a 2 out of 10.
Because it'd still be funny. That's why it's not a 1.
It depends on the person. Right? There's some people that probably, it's all you.
Like, yeah, they deserve to get headbutted from the grave. can you imagine?
God's would, just you, like, would you headbutt Hitler's dead body? Yes, I would.
If given the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
If the opportunity presents itself, I'd headbutt the mess out of Hitler's corpse. Just several times,
this
dude.
This podcast is cool. Some weird places. Were you going to rate martial arts, or what were you doing?
Okay, so, like, let's kind of talk about the different martial arts. And, again, we talked about how I'm already an expert on them. So mm-hmm. if you have any questions about what makes them different at all, I got you, my mm-hmm. boy. Taekwondo.
I don't know the difference between Taekwondo and karate.
Okay, Taekwondo, they only have one colored belt.
Okay.
And they just use tapes.
Yeah.
And according to the class I took, they never spar, but I did watch The Karate Kid, and they spar a bunch, not even in class.
And karate.
Karate. So, karate, bunch of sparring, also more chops. There are no, if you do a chop in Taekwondo class, that's also a spin kick punishment, much like moving in the game.
I know that judo, there's just only throws, exclusively throws.
Only throws. My favorite judo throw is the one where, much like Brock Lesnar does to little people, is you just pick them up like this and go, ka-ka, like that. That's my favorite judo throw. It's where you just physically manhandle them and you don't use their momentum or weight or anything against them or any spins or any trickery at all. You just pick them up with your sheer strength over their body and hold them above your head like this. And sometimes you say Brock Lesnar's signature phrase of Suplex City, which doesn't make any sense because it's not a suplex, and just throw them.
My favorite... Sorry, I've been formulating this joke for the last 20 seconds. My favorite judo throw is when you... You pick up Ellen Page and throw her. Oh, wait. That's a Juno throw.
You stupid. I like also how
I couldn't remember Ellen Page's name.
How long did I say my stupid Brock Lesnar bit to give you time, and you still missed the exchange where I was like, "And Michael's joke," and you were like, "Oh, I'm almost there. Give me two more seconds."
I was really struggling to get Ellen Page's name. It was really deep in my recesses.
My boy. I also like the judo. I like the judo throw where rather than throwing them, it's a trickery throw. It's you pick up other things and throw it at them. So when you like, I like the chair judo throw where you throw a chair at somebody.
Is judo just professional wrestling?
I think so.
What is jiu-jitsu?
Jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu, I believe, is...
Is what you're about to say anti-Semitic? Because it's just like, we could go there.
I was going to say jiu-jitsu was technical wrestling. Which I think that one... I'm sorry, guys. I think that actually might be right. I think jiu-jitsu is just like a lot of grappling on the ground.
Did you see the iDubbbz documentary where
I did not finish
where Airsoft Fatty said that quinoa sounded like a martial art? Which, I mean, it kind of does.
Kind of like, does a little bit.
Like, quinoa is a way you could beat people up.
It is. I know Krav Maga, I think, is where you essentially turn your fists into guns. And you just kind of shoot
like
people.
Mega Man.
Yeah, you do a mega... Well, here's how they train it, dude. And so, like... You pick a path at the beginning of your Krav Maga, and you either go Mega Man, Samus, and you got to pick. Mm. And then you, so like, if you go...
It's not as straight as like dude versus chick?
Yeah.
Or it is.
Well, I mean, you all get a pick now. That's how it works in today's climate. So like, I was trying not to go there, my boy, but if you want to bring it up.
There's a spectrum.
Yeah, so, but like, if you do the Samus side, it's a lot of like crying... And running away.
And if you beat the game fast enough, you're wearing a bikini at the end.
And if you lose, just say... I can't say that. I'm sorry.
If you lose, you win. Did you use the tactic you talked about earlier?
Yeah, I was going to give you a joke. I was going to give you a funny joke that you could laugh at, that Michael could laugh at, but also a quick edit point.
I don't want to edit this podcast.
Which is why I didn't say it. I got you, my boy.
Voice supporting voice live.
Me, yeah. And then for the boy side, it's a lot about just I can't say that either. Here's the bad thing is I wouldn't say either, like, those are all jokes I would say to you off air, but the thing is I formulated three jokes in that time span when I said the boy side and couldn't say any of them. So that side is where you just make like Brock Lesnar and you eat other people for fuel power. You just eat them.
That's how you get your carbon fuel.
Yeah,
it's from human flesh.
Yeah, but we didn't rate any of those martial arts. Yeah, hit me with them again, and then I'll tell you about them.
Karate.
I'll give you karate, probably a 10 out of 10, because there's so many movies about it.
Jiu-jitsu.
Name one movie about jiu-jitsu, probably... Here's the thing, Michael. Can you name a single jiu-jitsu fighter?
I thought you said Brock Lesnar was jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
Ben Shapiro, is he jiu-jitsu?
And here's the thing. Yeah, Brock Lesnar, I was wrong. Brock Lesnar isn't, but Ben Shapiro is. And you could guaranteed kick Ben Shapiro's butt. You could beat the mess out of Ben Shapiro.
With words or with bodies?
With bodies.
Oh, yes. No, for sure.
Here's the thing. I'm scared to sometimes mention Ben Shapiro, because even though I think I agree with him on so many things, I'm scared he's going to look at me and just acknowledge how stupid I am in a more clinical way than the doctor delivered to mom.
Just like,
in such a matter-of-fact way of just how actually dumb I am. And I'll be like, oh, dang it.
But for real, though. I could beat the mess out
you
of Ben
Shapiro.
You could
beat the crap out of Ben Shapiro. Not even close.
I think so if we named most people, bad. I could beat the crap out of them.
Yeah. Oh, dude, let's play a fun game. I'm going to name celebrities. I want you to say if you could or could not beat the crap out of them.
Okay, cool.
Jane Smith.
Jane Smith. Yes, for sure.
Gus Johnson.
I don't know. Probably.
Okay,
I've got weight on him.
Here's how I imagine.
He's taller than me by a lot,
here's
though.
Here's the thing. I didn't realize how tall he was. And here's the thing. He's probably...
You're also short.
He probably... Yeah, I'm saying, if he listens to this ever, like, if our joke becomes real, our wish joke becomes real, and he listens to this, he's going to go, I'm freaking average height. What are you talking about? But we're short boys.
Yeah.
I imagine you fighting Gus Johnson. I actually imagine you fighting a lot of people because like this. They say go, and you just run full speed and jump long ways at them and wrap up top and just hit them.
That's a wrestling move.
Just hit them high enough to their center of gravity, just knock them over on their back and be like, I win.
That is a wrestling move.
I imagine that's how most of the fights go. So Gus Johnson, I think we both agree.
Well, yes. He couldn't catch me. But he is a lot bigger than me.
He's bigger than you are. And I think he also played football and stuff.
Yeah, I've got weight on him, though, so...
I do think that...
It'd be closer than Jaden.
You're quick. You beat the crap out of Jaden.
Yeah, I beat Jaden.
But I think you could beat Gus. Because also, you are pretty good at punches from what I remember as a kid. What's another good celebrity?
I mean, Joe Rogan could beat the mess out of me. He's short, too.
Joe Rogan could beat you.
But he's very strong, and he knows all the martial arts you.
Yeah, I mean, much like me. Here's the thing, though.
You could beat him,
could I beat Joe Rogan?
No, because he weighs more.
He weighs more.
He's the same height as us, probably, and he knows all the martial arts like you. But
there's actually like a weird conspiracy that I stumbled upon the other day that like a lot of comedians are 5'8". Like a lot of famous comedians are 5'8". Which
you know, now that I think about it, they do tend to be shorter in my brain.
Yeah, like no, like that's not even like a bit. Like a lot, yeah. I think same with rappers too. I think it's like there's a weird height that coincides with rappers and comedians.
It's because
a lot of famous good ones are 5'8".
It's because they use their mouths instead of their bodies.
I gotta get good something. I get bullied all the time, but maybe if I make them laugh,
I either have to
punch
make them
me.
Laugh or get a posse to shoot them,
or start a gang war. Yeah. One of those two has to happen. Yeah, dude, I think if I put on some weight, I could guaranteed beat the crap out of Joseph.
What about Logan, though?
Logan? Here's the thing. Jake?
No, not Paul. No. Wolverine.
Logan? No, because the way that they describe Logan and everything is shorter than us.
He's 5'5".
But also as wide as your car is.
It's how they describe him. 5'5".
They describe him essentially like a box. He is 5 feet tall, but also 5 feet wide in the shoulders. Is how they describe Wolverine in that show. No. Do you think you could... I think you could beat Jake Paul in a fight. What do you think about Jake Paul? You beat Jake Paul?
Jake Paul's a real fighter, dude. I don't think I could beat Jake Paul.
I think you could beat Jake.
No, he weighs closer to my weight. He is actually really in shape, and he knows how to fight.
But here's the thing. What you're forgetting is and this is not to dunk on our daddy at all, but you can get nip mad at a thing. For instance,
I don't think he could knock me out. I think he could beat me in a fight, is what I said.
Here's what I'm thinking, and like this is not like to be mean or anything. I don't think there's an appliance on this planet that you
break.
Or my dad could not get mad at and break into just in so many different ways. And I'll get also here's the advantage that you have, because I remember thinking, I was like, Michael's gonna get old and freaking fat. I remember thinking as a kid.
Because you were a prophet.
Before you were fat. I freaking called that old shot like a wizard, dude. But I remember thinking, it's like, and then one day I'm going to go to Michael's house. I'm going to beat the mess out of him for how many times Michael beat me up when we were kids. And then you had a kid, and now you're like dad strong, which essentially means dad strong means that you are proportionately, like, you're just stronger from having a dad. But when your kids get, like, stronger, you're how much stronger than Charlie is now?
Sure.
The stronger Charlie gets, you get proportionally stronger to stay this amount of strong above Charlie.
Sure. Here's the thing.
Which is why, no matter how much I work out, when me and dad have to carry something, I'm going to be huffing and puffing and trying my very hardest, and dad's doing it with zero problems.
Here's the fact. Our father is actually very strong. He's kind of like an ox. I am not. I do have the stubborn power, though. That's the advantage I have, is I'm not as strong as our father. I am very stubborn and young.
Yeah, my boss keeps saying this about people. I got a high motor, dude, and I'll get mad. High motor and mad equals success 100% of the time.
Yeah, but yeah, that's all.
I'm gonna give
tools.
You one more celebrity. You okay. Ready?
Yeah.
I guarantee you think you could beat this numbskull. I blanked on every famous person's name. Give me a second.
Chad Michael Murray would seduce me before I could punch his face.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. It's not that you couldn't beat Chadwick freaking Michael freaking Murray. in a fight, it's like you would willingly forfeit to not mess up that boy's face.
Yeah, I'd be like,
you'd be like, I'm not gonna rob the world of that.
Yeah, dude, I'd pull a end of the Princess Diaries. Like, it would be a shame to mess up the perfect face. Yeah, like,
I can't do it. I am very sorry that I cannot. I do have to forfeit this fight, even though so many people paid so much. Let's keep it in the YouTube game. Pewds.
PewDiePie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could be. Let's just face it, dude. I could be PewDiePie up. I love PewDiePie, and he is a better YouTuber than we could ever hope to be, but I could definitely beat the mess out of him.
If we ever meet him, dude. What are the odds?
I would take it. So, like, let's just say that I'm on. PewDiePie's on this podcast someday. Like, he sits in the middle, and, like, he's, like, sitting
Why
right
in the
here.
Middle, dude?
Well, because we both want to sit by him.
Okay. Good point.
He would sit right here in the middle, and I'd be like, obviously, you know who I am, but, like, for the show, let's shake hands. I'd be like, hi. My name is Michael, and your name is PewDiePie, and I could beat the living mess out of you if I really wanted to. And then the rest of the podcast would just be a little weirder.
And I could beat you savagely if given the opportunity.
Like, dude, I love your channel. Also, if I needed to, I could take you out.
Here's the thing, dude. This is what I think is funny about the family-friendly content we made, and this is a little bit inside baseball, but I think it could be funny. I would love to go guest on a lot of people's things because I love their content. I think they're good. I think we could work well together or something. I don't know if there's a single person who makes comedy that I watch or anything on YouTube that I could be like, yeah, I think I could bring them on the show and it would flow really easily and normal.
What about Red Link?
Because they wouldn't do cuss. I mean, Red Link. But they even do cusses occasionally now and they don't even edit them out anymore.
We could do Red Link and we could do like a Blimey Cow. Like,
which I think is funny that I forget about Blimey Cow, because out of all the people that we've mentioned on today's show, the people that we actually might be able to reach at some point is Blimey Cow. There's maybe Gus, just because he will remember. I know that Gus will remember those two dirty boys.
I think I could be Josh and Jordan, maybe at the same time.
dude, Rhett and Link.
There's something about Rhett's eyes, dude. And I could beat Link.
Dude, okay, here's the thing. I could beat Link, dude.
Dude, we could beat Link. But Rhett, though?
Rhett, he
seems like he's Rhett's got the savage soul.
Wicked tall, and he's also a dad, and he has a beard.
But there's something in his eyes, dude. Yeah, dude.
I feel like Rhett could just really... Hey, Mike, I have a question for you. And this is like, again, we'll get back into martial arts, because again, we have yet to rate a single martial art, but karate out of 10. And we said jiu-jitsu was a 2, because the only jiu-jitsu martial artist we can name is
Ben Shapiro.
Is Ben Shapiro, and you could beat the crap out of him. I could beat him up, yeah. Even though he knows it. Mm-hmm. I think neither one of us has been in a fight, like a legit fight.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my question. I have a theory that there's only two type of people who have not been in a fight, and it is people who are convinced themselves that there's not a single fight, like that they're dope at it, and if they ever start fighting, they would just beat the mess out of so many people, or two, or like, there's zero chance I could ever beat anybody in any fight ever at all. At which camp do you think you were more up to land then?
The first one.
I
could beat up most people.
How much of a bit is that?
Okay, here's the thing. When I say most people, I don't mean most normal human beings. But when we're doing exercises like this, where it's like, could you beat up a famous person? Most of the famous people we're talking about are very skinny. And even if they're in shape, like, they're like movie in shape. They're not like fighters themselves. And also, they don't know how to handle 250 pounds of unbridled me.
And also just getting thrown at him. Again, with that I think that strategy I gave you would be detrimental to so many famous people. Also, can we acknowledge this just real quick? Now you brought famous people in shape and stuff. Why is it that there's no famous people that know how to run without looking like a total idiot?
Tom Cruise.
Dude?
He's the only one.
Tom Cruise is the only person who can run and make... It's because he's the only stunt person who does his own actor does his own stunts.
I don't know, because it does seem like it's harder.
There's
than
so many actors that you watch them run and you go, you're freaking skinny and you're not like that stacked.
They have to
so
run like, to work
I'm
out
saying, I'm
right?
saying like you have to do treadmill work or something. How is it that you can't run without looking like you've never ran before? Like, here's the thing, I see some actors, and I go, I would be a freaking better action star than this person, because I can at least run and do some of my own flips, without looking like a total jag.
I should run for movies. Hey, I got a full-on wobble going.
Hey, Pratt, I'll sub in for your running scenes, dude.
When they remake Alias, I'm gonna be your stunt double.
Also throw all of Cindy's punches and take all of her punches.
We need to start wrapping this up because we're going to run out of camera time. So do you want to rate your arts? And
Yeah, Krav Maga, really good because just the ability to do transmutation on your own body into guns seems really good.
Or eight.
Like an eight. Because, again, not as good as karate, because name one, literally name anybody who knows Krav Maga on the planet. I think literally it's a dead martial art. I don't think anybody knows it.
It's like Latin, the Latin of martial arts.
Yeah, it's the Latin of martial arts. Nobody knows it. So pretty good because guns, but also not that good because nobody knows it anymore. Also, when was the last time you saw somebody transform their arm into a gun?
Also, why don't you just use a real gun?
Because here's it, Michael. Okay, let's we're going to reenact this real quick because I know we're out of time, but real quick. Okay, we're going to do a fight. Go get your gun. Bam! Turn my arm into a gun. See?
I didn't think about that part. See? The surprise element.
The surprise element of see, while they're threatening me with their gun, like, I'm going to shoot you. Bam, 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 bam. It was my arm the whole time. That's it. Also, I want to rate my martial art experience 2 out of 10 because I really don't think that I could do any good kicks.
Dude.
It did. So hold on.
What does that say about your sensei?
Hold on. I think it means my sensei did one too many spin kicks to the dome. Hold on. I'm going to rate it a 4, actually, because, again, nothing's a 3. It taught me a valuable lesson of crying usually works. However, lesson that I learned later on is, as a boy at least, once you hit the age of 15, or 14, sorry, no longer works at all anymore. If you cry, everybody hates you about it once you hit 14.
If
you cry,
people feel very... If dudes cry, people feel extremely uncomfortable.
But not in, like, a I want to help you out uncomfortable. In, like, a I need to leave. Yeah. I need to not be here.
That's I feel it. Like, real quick, we should do the element of the show where we address some of the audience feedback we've gotten. And on the last episode that we posted... we had someone point out that they noticed that we got a green screen. And I texted you about this. I don't know if you were kidding or if you were dead serious about whether that's the first time you noticed our green screen or not.
It is a perfect distillation of why written communication isn't always the best, because there's so much tone that should have been delivered in that.
I don't know if you were serious or if you were kidding, because we've straight up had a weird background on here for weeks and weeks now.
We had a literally psychedelic feel. Maybe he doesn't watch every episode.
He's commented on the other episodes with a green screen. So I don't know if he was kidding or if he was serious, but yeah, we got a green screen now, I guess. We've had that for a bit.
I think we've been funnier this episode than we have been in a minute. So there's that.
I felt like I was going to say one more thing. Oh, I was going to say, like, this is just very brief. Real quick, you talked about how Nickelback's not as bad as they are. Mm-hmm. Dude, you know who the new most hated band is?
Who?
Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons is good.
No, dude. They were good. Have you continued listening to Imagine Dragons?
They have an album that has a song Radioactive on it.
Yeah, and it's like amazing. It and I was a big Imagine Dragons fan for their first two albums. But, dude, they don't know how to change their music, and they're terrible now.
Oh, so they're...
And I used to be a defender, and I'm just freaking... Like, I'm done. I'm so like, done.
Dude.
Yeah, like...
No change their album.
Oh, man, dude.
However,
I'm so tired of... Like, everyone now is copying Imagine Dragons, even though Imagine Dragons is known as a hated band. I'm tired of hearing everything sound like Imagine Dragons, dude. I'm sick of it.
I'm tired. I was sick of stuff, but Mansions Part 4 is fire. Part 2 and 3, bad. Part 4, circles back around to good.
Thanks for listening. That's what you rate it.
Also, hey, about maybe one time one of you dumb idiots uses our Audible sponsorship.
We never talk about it. And I don't think I even put the thing in anymore. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for Audible.
You paused like you had to think about the name of your own brand.
Here's the thing. This is no joke. We're literally about to run out of time.
Dude, here's the thing. The video can cut off. It's at the end. Nobody watches the song anyway.
Dude. I straight up listened to an audiobook. I listened to a trilogy. I read a trilogy of books in less than a week. Some of them I listened to audio, and some of them I read in a real book. It's called Wayward Pines. Everyone should check them out. Got my wife checking them out. If you want to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters and check out the first book, it's called Pines. It's freaking dope. That's all I want to say. Do you have any jokes to end us off with?
Yeah. Hey, Michael.
Yeah?
Is it bad if your vacuum sucks?
Yeah, no.
But maybe?
No.
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 Nah.
Man, I forgot that they're supposed to be bad jokes, because I was, like, really disappointed with how bad that joke was. That's it. They were supposed to be
and
bad.
And then you realize that's the whole thing.
Okay. You nailed it, dude.